we're holding butter. So what I want to mention today is a bir halacha. It talks about taking bones out of meat or fish. So he says, he brings down a Maamar Mordechai. And Maamar Mordechai says as follows. I'm going to read it from the inside because it's very good out of here. Mikan Yer Bar, from these halachas we see clearly, that which they people do, this apparently was a common custom, that people open up a fish from the back, meaning from the top of the fish, and remove the spine with all the bones from the fish. You can't do that on Shabbos. Because you're taking out the bad from the good. So it's mamash chiyuv chatas. It's mamash nisadarai. So even if you're doing it, to eat it right away. Leave the spine with all the bones there. Don't throw it out. And anybody, whenever they're eating fish, should be careful to do this. Don't take the bones and take them out of the fish and throw it out. The only way you could do that is in an eating manner. What does that mean? If there's a bone that has a little bit of meat of the fish on it, you could pick that bone up out of the fish, because you're doing it with derech achila. You're taking the bone, you're going to eat the meat which is on it and then toss it. Have you guys ever seen a fish like that before? It has bones that are big enough that like meat comes up, like flesh from the fish comes up with it.
Man, they serve a whole fish on the table sometimes.
Yeah, the bones are big. There's some big bones in there. I remember when I used to eat by my aunt when we would like eat by my cousins. So sometimes they would serve a fish like that. I found it some nauseating. But I guess. Oh, that really big bone. Yeah.
They got all these lots of bones sticking out.
And they're big.
Yeah.
So like they can pull.
Yeah.
So some meat might come out with some flesh of the actual fish might come out with it. Okay. Fine. Fine. So that you could do. That's fine because then you're doing a bederach achilo, right? You're gonna eat the meat which is on that bone, and then you can toss the bone. That's for sure not a problem. But the bones that don't have any meat on them, that if you pull them out, it's gonna be by itself, so don't touch it. Rather, what you should do is you eat the flesh of the fish from around it, and the bones will just stay there. In other words, you're pulling the meat off of the bone, not the other way around. And then, when you have a whole plate of bones, if you want to toss it in the garbage, give them tape, go toss it in the garbage. So the Biral Alpha goes on to say that people are not careful about this. He says, the minhag olam, the people of Pashut, were not careful about this. And he says, according to the Maamar Mordechai, it comes out that, you know, a lot of people are being nichshol in an Isser D'oraisa Keseder on Shabbos. So he says like this, there's a previous Bir Halacha where he discusses, perhaps the whole Isser of Beirer is only when you're like still in the kitchen and preparing everything to be brought to the table. But once you have your plate of food in front of you, which he calls Shas Achila Gufa, right? When you're actually holding by eating, maybe then there's no Isser of Beirer at all. Right, you have a piece of watermelon in front of you, and you're like, you know, you're about to pick it up in here, and just take out the seeds, right? And then you can eat it. So he says that it's machlekes. He says that that's machlekes rishayim.
Yeah, there's those guys that like, take a bite, and then they like eat it, and then like spew out like 50 like pits straight, you know. So
that's actually pretty impressive.
Right, they are. They're very. So they obviously do some bora there with their tongue.
No, so that's something else. So the truth is,
that's for sure after Achil.
Right. So the truth is, there's a Chazon Ish who argues on this Bir Halacha, and he says, no, really, there's no machlokes over here. Everybody agrees that before you put it into your mouth, bird is for sure aser. And everybody agrees that after it's already in your mouth, like if you stick the piece of fish in your mouth and then you feel that there's a bone in there, so to put your hand in there and take out the bone, that is for sure fine because that's just considered a part of eating. That's not considered that you're doing a ma'aseh of beirer. But the Bir Halacha clearly does not hold like that. I would think, even though, look, the ma'aseh, if you look in Shmir Shabbos Kilchos and the other Svarim, they all say that heter, that once it's in your mouth, then you could pull out the bone or pit or whatever it is, right? But I think that the Bir Halacha wouldn't agree with that. I think the Bir Halacha, in as much as he does hold that it's a machlokes rishayim, and he clearly doesn't hold that the Chazon Ish is chiddush, and his whole chiluk. So I think he would hold that shasa chiluk gufa is the moment before you put it in your mouth or the moment after you put it in your mouth, because he calls it shasa chiluk gufa, the moment that your mom is eating. So okay, but lamaisa the paiskim do take on that heter, the Chazon Ish, as a solid heter. But in any event, but even besides that, the Bir Lava says over here that if they're doing it when it's already on their plate and they want to eat it now, so the way he says it is the bazeh efshe shalai nuchal limchais biyadim. It could be when it comes to that, for sure we can't tell someone that they're doing something wrong. Because like I told you before, that since it's already in front of him and now he's holding mamish by eating it, so if the guy has his piece of watermelon or his piece of fish or whatever it is in front of him, or a piece of chicken for that matter, and he's pulling out the bones and the pits and everything, right? Since it's right in front of him and he's about to eat it right now, so there are places that hold that it's mutter. So therefore, you can't tell them that they're doing something wrong. Ella. So the Mishnah Berurah goes on, he says, but what about the people that are doing this in the kitchen, right? The men and the women that are preparing for a suda, and they have the fish or the chicken or whatever it is in the kitchen, and they're busy pulling out all the bones, right? And they're bringing it into the dining room, and that for sure, if there's a problem of butter over here, you know that's not called shas achila, right? That's when you're still in the preparatory stages. So he says two possible heterim, okay? One heter is quite limited. The other heter is a little bit more encompassing. Well, actually, a lot more encompassing. The first heter, he says, that sometimes the bones themselves are very soft, and you're going to eat them. You're going to eat them afterwards. You know, you don't want the bones to be in together with the fish, because I guess it's not a nice way to serve it, or you're worried people will choke, or whatever. I'm not sure exactly why. I'm saying if the bones themselves are very soft, and people back then liked to eat fish bones that were very soft, so then, you know, why not just leave them in there? It's kind of like sardines, I think, are eaten like that, right? The bones are inside, and you just eat it because they become so soft that, you know, they're just completely edible. But he says, for some reason, you know, it's like, basically, the way he's describing this is like, imagine you have your peas and your mashed potatoes next to each other, and they got kind of like mixed in together. You want to eat them both now, right? We discussed this, I think, at one point. So if you're like picking out the peas and the mashed potatoes, because you want to eat them both now, but I don't want them together. I want to eat my peas and I want to eat my mashed potatoes, so that's mutter. Because I'm not doing it, which one are you going to call Pseilus and which one are you going to call Oichel? And both of them, it's for the altar. They're both Oichel. I want to eat them both now. I just don't want to eat them in a mixture. I want to eat them separately. So it sounds like that's kind of like what he's saying. Because he says that if it's a type of thing where it's completely edible, right? So just the only question is that the way he says it is kind of like, he says, Leimi baya imat samas rakichei. I don't even need to tell you that if the bones themselves are soft, or u'yim gamkin la'achila, and you could eat these things. The matzli hu, it's matzli means it's a frequent occurrence. You know, it often happens. Da'af la'achar shemafridam chayzer va'eichlam. That even after you've removed them, you're still going to go ahead and eat them afterwards. So the bevadai ain shem psailus alayu klal. That's not called psailus. Stop. Before we get on to the next heter, what does he mean, the matzli hu? I mean, if you're telling me that the heter is over here, that because he's going to eat them, so then he should say, you are going to eat them, so then it's mutter. If you're not, then it's usser. Right? Like your peas and your mashed potatoes. If you take out the peas and you're not going to eat them now, then that's mamish bayer, because since you don't want the peas right now, that becomes the psilis. That makes it into psilis, because you don't want it right now. So what does he mean? Since it's matsui, since it's an oft occurrence, it often happens that you eat them afterwards, so therefore it's not called psilis. So I think what he means is, that since it's an often, but this is a big chiddush to say such a thing, since it often happens that you eat the bones afterwards, so therefore we don't have to tell you only if you're mamish having in mind right now that you're going to eat them right away. No, minastam, we could assume that that's what's going to happen. Yeah, that's a big chiddush. Because why should we say such a thing? Why should we say that min hastam, when you're talking about an iser d'oraisa, we can say that since it's matzli, he doesn't even say that al pi roif. So I'm not sure. I you have to know if he means it dafka, because he goes on in the ikker heter that he spends like the next, like this many lines of bir halacha, if you guys can get a sense of how much, like that's a lot of bir halacha, right? So this is not his ikker heter over here, because I guess it's not his matzli. Right, that you're talking about bones that they themselves are edible. But in any event, let's put it this way. If the bones are edible and you definitely plan on eating them afterwards, then it's no different from taking the peas out of mashed potatoes that you just don't want to have them together, but you're going to eat them both now, so that's for sure mutter. Okay? And if you're not sure, so then could we be mutter min astam? It sounds like from the Bir Halacha, yeah, but it's a big chiddush to say that, so we'll leave that as a question mark. But then the next thing he says is like this. But what if the bones are hard bones? They're not edible. They're not edible. They're for sure poisonous. Once you take them out, they're for sure poisonous. So he says we could come up with the following heter. He said there's a discussion in Siman Tav Kuf Yud, he says, from the Magen Avraham, who talks about peeling different types of nuts. Like, let's say you have peanuts, okay? And the peanut, let's say even it's, you know, the nut broke off from the shell, you could hear it rattling around inside. Can you peel open the peanut, right, and toss the shell? Can you peel open the peanut and toss the shell of the peanut and in order to be able to eat the peanuts? So he says, Shkaya. He says it's a whole discussion over there. But he says that the maskana, the way we paskin, is that it's mutter. Is that it's mutter? And why is it mutter? So this is his lashon. But eze inyan, he says like this: the afle inyan bayer min echadu. Even when it comes to bayer, it's considered one type, one thing. The ain shame psilus alav. We don't consider the peel of the nut to be psilus. However you go about fixing up the food from within the shimer, right, that which is guarding it, which is usually the peel, tikun oichel ba'almahu, it's just considered that you're fixing up the food, you're just preparing the food, ve'ein shem malacha alav, and it's not considered a malacha. He goes on to be magdir this, he qualifies this statement, that that's only if you're doing it to eat it right away. If you're going to be eating it later, so then it would be considered bayer. Right? Because then I guess the vart is that we can only consider something tikkun oichol if you're going to be eating it right now. But a preparation that you're doing for la'achar zman, by definition, cannot be considered tikkun oichol ba'alma. It can't be considered that you're just preparing the food. So therefore, what's the other option? The other option is that it's considered bayer. Okay? So first of all, it has to be that you're doing it for la'altar. So therefore, says the Bir Halacha, what we see from here is like this. When the insight that he wants to say is that anytime you have the psilis of the food, bechibur echad, it's connected, right? Like a fish, when you have the fish with the bones, so the bones and the flesh are connected. It's not two separate things. It's all one entity that, you know, that has component parts to it. So he says, therefore, when you take the bones out of the fish, as long as you're doing it because you want to eat it now, right? And eating it now means la'isa su'uda, right? La'altar means, you know, whatever it is. You're preparing it for the su'uda that you're holding by right now, like we spoke about last time, what the definition of that is. So he says, that's considered tikkun oichol ba'alma. As long as the bones are together, it's considered tikkun oichol ba'alma. Yeah, it's interesting. He says that even though he says that the Birkei Yosef brings down Rishonim that hold that whenever you're doing something for immediate consumption, for the altar, we're matir even psilas mitaychaychol, even taking the bad out of the good. Now, obviously, we don't pass them like that. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't even bring such a day. No thanks. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't even bring such a day, right? But the Birkei Yosef mentions that there are some Rishonim that hold that way. So the Bir Halacha says, even though we definitely can't be semech on those Rishonim, right, because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't even bring it, but we can use it as a sniff lakulo. This is a very common thing that you'll find in the Paisim. When you learn Halacha, it's a very, very common thing that when, let's say you have a very strong reason to be matir or to be mekel or something like that, you have a very strong reason to be lenient, but it's not 100%. It's not like airtight. So what you'll do is, a lot of times the Paiskim will do is that they'll say, well listen, since anyway there are Paiskim that hold that because of Kach L'Kach it's Mutter anyway, so even though that alone we wouldn't be Sanach on those Paiskim, we can use it as a sniff l'kulo. Familiar with this concept, a sniff l'kulo? Right, we use it as like a bolstering of the Mekel D'Kapsak. So that's what he's doing over here. He says that since there are some Rishonim that anyway hold that you could take psilis out of oichel when it's la'alter, so we could be mitzarif it as a tziruf, as a sniff l'kulo. Okay? Fine. So now, that's basically more or less... Right, so then he just says madgish at the end of this Bir Halacha that if the bones were already separated from the meat, right, and now it's just a mixture, so then it's no different than if you would have pebbles mixed into the meat, and therefore he says this heter does not apply. This heter only applies when you have the fish, it's the whole fish, and the bones are still connected to the flesh, so then it's considered tikkun oichol to take it out as long as you're doing it la'altar. So he says this, he argues on the Maamar Mordechai, and he says this as a limud zchus for those people that do it. So therefore, it doesn't sound like he, you know, wants you to be make a lechatchila. The way he ends off is by saying, we can't protest. We can't tell people that are that do this that they're doing something wrong, because there is a very solid basis for being matir. Certainly, obviously, it's kedai to be machmir if possible. And then that's, oh, okay, so basically what it comes out is that if you have the fish and it has the bones in it, it was never separated before, so taking out the bones, and you're doing it for immediate consumption, if you're doing it when it's already on your plate, then for sure there's a very, very strong case to be made that it's mutter, right? Even if you're doing it when it's still in the kitchen to bring to the table, there's also still a very strong case to be made, not as strong, but still a strong case to be made that it's mutter, and therefore those that do it, you can't tell them that they're doing something wrong. I heard, I didn't hear from him himself, but someone told me that Reb Michal Shurkin from Toras Moshe once said that when he was younger, so and he, you know, he started learning and he was a big machmir, so he saw one of his family members on Shabbos taking the pits, the seeds out of the watermelon, and he said, Chayim Chatos! And then he said, when I got older, I realized, Motel Lechatchila! Right, based on this whole discussion over here. But not Motel Lechatchila, you know, without any pickbook, but okay. So that's Ad Kan. Now I would like to, I don't know why the Mishnah Berurah didn't bring this in over here, but I would like to jump for a moment out of Shin Yates to the end of Shin Chaf Aleph. Shin Chaf Aleph is a simin that's kind of like a chalent type of simin, right? And as a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, there's actually a din which comes up in Shin Chaf Aleph, not in the Shulchan Aruch, but I believe in the Beis Yosef. I'll mention it parenthetically since I just remembered it. I always had a shiloh. On Shabbos morning, sometimes, you know, the chalent, like the it's watery at the top, and you want to kind of like stir it up to get to the right consistency. You guys with me? Mm-hmm. No?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. So sometimes that happens. You have the chalent that on Shabbos morning, you take it out, and you see like it's a little bit like watery on the top, or maybe it's dry on the top, because you want to stir it up to get the right consistency. So I wasn't sure if that's a problem of... I'm sorry for totally... What? Mm-hmm. No, off the fire. Off the fire. Off the fire. In Achinami, there's a makom to be machmir, I think. It could be that there's a makom to be machmir, but not Megis. Not Megis. That for sure, he says, Me'ikra did his mother. No, not makom and patish.
You're making it better.
No, lush. Lush. Kneading. Because you're trying to get the thick consistency. So I once asked an Adam Gadol, Mamish an Adam Gadol, and I'm very surprised. He Mamish is someone who's holding in everything. But okay, even big people sometimes forget certain marmakimas. And he told me at the time, he said, listen, if it really is like that, then it's like, you know, it's a little bit separated and you're making it one overall thick mixture, so then it's awesome. But I don't believe that it's like that. So basically that wasn't really a good answer, at least not for me. But I found that there's a Beis Yosef, right? As a matter of fact, I have it written down right here. The Beis Yosef, for some reason, it didn't make it into the Shulchan Aruch, but the Beis Yosef brings a Tshuva to Rambam that talks mamish about this case. The Rambam talks about how you want to stir up your chalent in Tshuvas because you want to maybe add a little bit of water, take off a little bit of water, and stir it up to get the right nice consistency. The Rambam says it's totally mutter. Because since it's already cooked and it's already mixed, it's just like you're just making it a little bit better. You're not really doing anything. In any event, but that's not what I wanted to mention this. The Mishnah Berurah over here at the end of Shin Chaf Aleph, literally, the very last Mishnah Berurah in Shin Chaf Aleph, he says as follows. Okay? First of all, it says over here the thing about peeling the onions and garlic and, you know, oranges and whatever, like peeling things, right? So this is what we mentioned before, that this is considered tikkun oichel. If you're doing it for la'altar, so it's mutter because we consider it to be tikkun oichel, even though you're taking the bad from the good, right? You're peeling off an orange, you're taking the bad from the good, right? So if you're doing it for la'altar, so then it's mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah, ve'im paiseach flamin v'zarek hagarinim hakashim laniach la'achar zman. If you open up a plum and you take out the pit and toss it. So if you're doing it because you want to eat it, you know, in another 5 hours or whatever, so then that's for sure butter. That's for sure aser. Ubitapuchim kagavni shlomer gamkin the aser. And apples also, same thing, it would be aser. Avo, miyad lepeh shari liting. But if you take out the pit and you're going to eat the plum right away, that's for sure mutter. That's for sure mutter. The efshar af lo isa su'udu shari. And it could be that even if you're not going to eat it right now, it's not shas achila mamish now, but it could be that even if you're doing it for la'isa suda, la'altar of la'isa suda, that's also mutter. Now why is that mutter? What are the two heterim over here? Why is it mutter if you take out the pit and you want to put the plum in your mouth right away? So that, if you take a look in the Shaar HaTzion, he's quoting a Prima Gadim over here. If you take a look in the Shaar HaTzion, I mean, you have to be holding the Biralach as in Shinya Tess, but it basically comes out that that's the heter of Shas Achila Mamish. Right? Shas Achila Gufa. Basically, what comes out is that this Prima Garden is being Makel in this Shaila of Shas Achila Gufa, because there's a halacha later in Shinya Tess where it talks about if you have water that might have impurities in it, things that would be usher to strain out, but you put the strainer on top of the cup and you drink it through the strainer. So as it's going through the strainer, you're drinking it. So the Shulchan Aruch says that that's mutter. And the Shulchan Aruch has some lashonis over there that basically seems like it's a machlokes in the Mishabura and the Prima Gadim, how to understand it, right? The lashon is like this. You can only say barer or straining if you're fixing it before you're eating or before you're drinking. But if while you're drinking, you're preventing the psalus that it shouldn't go into your mouth, so that's not the malach of barer and that's mutter. So the Prima Gadim understood that that's the heter of Shas Achila Gufa. That's what it's saying. The whole Isser of Bayer is only if you're doing it beforehand. But if you're doing it as your mamish eating it, so then that's for sure mutter. The Bir Halacha, right, that we...
Why is this different from the case when we had a few weeks ago when Bayer, you want to take a few stuff away for a meal. And it's not B'Shas Achila, but it's in an hour.
Because B'Shas Achila Guf is considered just part of the Maisa Achila. It's considered part of the act of eating. It's not considered. It's not considered that you're doing the malach of bayer. Because if you're doing it before, and that's together. That's the definition of the malach of bayer. In any event, so the Sharat Ziyun Lushitasa, he says, I don't understand what in the world is the Prima Gadim's raya. Take a look at what I wrote in the Bir Halacha over there, and you'll understand me. Because he holds that the heter over here is that you're using your mouth. It's because your mouth is holding the strainer in place. It's derech shtia. That's the heter, not because it's b'shas achila gufa. But in any event, Lamaisa, he quotes the heter over here, which is very interesting because over here in the Bir Halachas, you know, he's not machlit le'inyan le'heter at all. But the last thing that I wanted to mention is the last heter. He says it could be that even if it's not b'shas achila gufa, even if it's for la'isa sudi, even if you're doing it in the kitchen to bring to the table, that's also mutter. What's the heter? Says the Sharat Ziyun, because it's impossible to do it in any other way. There's no other way to do it. Now, I don't know what he means. I really don't. I'm not sure what he means. I don't know why you can't cut the pieces of plum away from the pit, right? I do that a lot with fruits like that. But in any event, he says such a heter. I would have thought that if there's anywhere where you can say such a heter, it's by fish. It's by fish. How else are you supposed to eat fish without taking the bones out? I mean, it's like, how else are you supposed to do it? Right? You're going to, like, pick the fish away. Like, if you're telling me there's a heter of EF Sherbininaka, there's no other way to do it. So therefore, Behechrich, it has to be considered Tikkun Oichlo, right? It must be this is considered Tikkun Oichlo. If there's no other way to do it, I would have thought that by fish, it's for sure like that. So it could be, I'm going to put this out, you know, as a Ha'aruf, not that I'm being Machlit Le'in in the Ha'atero, but I want to put out the possibility that since he's talking over here about bones that might be soft enough to eat, and he's talking about bones that meat comes up with him, he's talking about big bones. He's talking about big bones. So big bones, it's talking not impossible. It's kind of like chicken. You could cut the meat away from it. But in Achinami, the small little bones that we're familiar with, right? Those taco could be that they have the heter that he says at the end of Shinchot Falef, that it's Eif Shabin and Achir, and therefore it's mutter. So I just heard recently that Rav Yitzchak Berkowitz, it seems like he was coming up with his own hachra in this inyan. He said that for adults, he was not prepared to be magdil this as Eif Shabin and Achir, but for kids yet. For kids yet. And therefore he says that if you didn't take care of it before Shabbos, it would be better obviously to take care of it before Shabbos, but if you didn't, and you're serving a piece of fish like that to a kid, then taka, it's mutter. It is mutter to, you know, when your mom is serving it to him right now, to take the bones out for him. But I would have thought that if the Mishabura is giving such a heter, even for adults, when it comes to the pit of a plum, then Allah is kamam kamam when it comes to a piece of fish with tiny little bones. So we'll leave that as a tzarachin for now. Shkoyach.